News, I'm Gene Randall. Saudi Arabia says it is convinced that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. It is a message the Saudis delivered today to the visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi TV showed Secretary of State Pompeo arriving at Jeddah Airport late Wednesday afternoon before meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to discuss Saturday's attack on Saudi oil installations. Pompeo said Iran is behind the attacks and not Yemen's Houthis. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists at a press conference earlier that 18 drones and 7 cruise missiles hit the 2 Saudi oil facilities and that the missiles, 3 of which fell short of their targets, came from the north and could not have been launched by the Houthis.
That report was filed by Edward Uranian for VOA from Cairo. Exit polls in Israel's national election remain up in the air. At the moment, it seems that neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his challenger and former army head Benny Gantz is poised to put together a ruling government coalition. Whatever the final results show, it seems certain that Netanyahu's political future is in doubt. Pakistan has ruled out talks with India until New Delhi reverses its recent controversial actions in disputed Kashmir. Pakistan also turned down India's overflight request for its prime minister's upcoming visit to the United States. Speaking to reporters today, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan charged that extremist, nationalist Hindu racists control the government of India. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by a quarter point, a move tied in part to President Trump's trade war with China. In its announcement a few hours ago, the Fed promised to act as appropriate to keep the U.S. economy growing, but did not pledge further rate cuts as demanded by Mr. Trump. AP correspondent Saagar Meghani on today's split decision.
The Fed announced a quarter-point cut in its key short-term rate, the one that influences many consumer and business loans.
We took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong.
Fed Chairman Jay Powell oversaw sharp divisions in which 3 officials voted against the move, the most dissent in 3 years, underscoring the central bank's challenges amid economic uncertainty. Powell says the Fed will take more steps if needed to keep the economic expansion going. President Trump's been pushing for more aggressive cuts and lashed out, tweeting, "Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve fail again." Saagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is named his next national security advisor. His replacement for the ousted John Bolton is Robert O'Brien, who has been working on and off for the State Department as a special envoy for hostage affairs. He'll be the president's 4th national security advisor in less than 3 years. President Trump is challenging vehicle mileage and emission standards in California, which wants to keep its own rules intact. Mr. Trump wants them rolled back. A long court battle could be in the cards, and here is VOA correspondent Jeff Custer with a report.
The state's emission standards are much tougher than the federal government's. Announcing the move while in California, the president says he wants one uniform standard that will result in less expensive, safer cars and cleaner ones, though they would burn more gas than under Obama-era fuel efficiency standards. While the Trump administration says higher standards hurt consumers by making cars more expensive, automakers say not increasing fuel efficiency will make the industry less competitive and potentially cost jobs. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
South Korea has followed through with a pledge to remove Japan from a preferred list of trading partners. It's the latest chapter in an escalating diplomatic dispute tied to Tokyo's 20th century occupation of the Korean Peninsula. Wednesday's action comes just weeks after Japan removed Seoul from its white list of trusted trading nations. The commander of a Rwandan Hutu militia wanted for alleged war crimes has been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Military sources tell VOA Silvestre Matakumura, a leader of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, was killed Wednesday morning in Congo's North Kivu province. India's government is banning e-cigarettes, expressing concern at the alarming popularity of vaping among the country's youth and the increasing incidence of lung illness. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.